This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة تركهم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه عباد الله يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء اتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد All praise is due to Allah who is magnificent in His essence, perfect in His attributes, undeniable in His presence. All praise is due to Allah who has the most magnificent names, a praise that is forever for Him, a praise that eternally remains. May He send peace and blessings in their perfect fashion. May He send greetings and salutations that are complete and everlasting upon the best of His creation. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may He perfect His rank and elevate His station. For He taught us what we did not know. And He gave and He gave and He gave because He loved us so. I have a friend of mine who my entire life, his father, smoked cigarettes. There was never a time when I went to this uncle's house except that he would smoke when the guests were leaving. He would walk everybody to their car and he would smoke a cigarette my entire life. Recently, this friend of mine was talking to me on the phone and he said, you'll never guess what happened. I said, what? He said, my father quit smoking. I said, Allahu Akbar. His father had been smoking for over 50 years. How did this happen? What is the story? He said, my father has an older brother. And even though his father was in his late 60s, early 70s, he looked up to this older brother like a child looks up to their older brother. He has all of the love and the admiration for his older brother like he did earlier on in his life. And on one occasion, this older brother had come to visit them from another state, and he stayed with them. And when he was leaving, my friend's mother came up to my friend and she said to him, ask your uncle to tell your father to stop smoking. And he said, no, I can't do that. It's not appropriate for me to say anything like that. She said, no, go ahead and do it. And so he went to his uncle and he said to him, uncle, if you don't mind, could you please ask my dad to stop smoking. And his uncle said, okay, no problem. I will. And so when they were at the airport and they were bidding farewell, his older brother called him to the side. And he told this man who had been smoking for over 50 years, he said to him, I am completely pleased with you. If just one thing. He said, what? What is this one thing? He said, could you quit smoking? He said, done. And he never smoked a cigarette since. When my friend was telling me this story, I thought, what reverence must he have in his heart for his brother? How great is his brother in his eyes that one request, I won't even say a command, but a request made him stop smoking, a habit that he had for an entire lifetime. The scholars say, مَعْرِفَةُ الْآمِرِ تُهَوِّنْ أَوْ تُسَهِّلَ الْأَوَامِرِ. They said, knowing the commander makes the commands easy. That when a person has love and reverence for the one who is making the command, you might be willing to run through a wall for someone that you love. You might be willing to go to the extremes to get the pleasure of the one that you respect, or the one that you adore, or the one who you want to love you back. And so one of the beautiful aspects of making the deen easy for ourselves is to fill our hearts and love with reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that our deen does not become a matter of do this and do that and do this and do that, but it becomes easier when your heart is filled with reverence and love for the one who's commanding in the first place. And to do that, you have to know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Ali Imran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me. Follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in doing so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. The objective of everyone who professes to love is to have that love reciprocated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will love you. And so the more sincere a person is in their statement that they love Allah, the more willing they will be to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in this brief khutbah, I wanted to just share a couple of things, just a reminder, with regards to who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces himself, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Rabb of the worlds. What does Rabb mean? Ibn Manzur, he says in Lisan al-Arab, he says, الرب يطلق في اللغة على الملك والسيد والمدبر والمربي والقيم والمنعم. That the Rabb in the Arabic language is the one who takes care of you and provides for you and sustains you and develops you and gives you blessings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb for all of the worlds, al-alameen. You know, if you met a dad and he says to you, I've got 7 children, you know what people say? They say, that's a lot of mouths to feed. 10 kids, that's a lot of mouths to feed. As if to say that is a weighty burden to carry. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is no dabba on this earth illa ala Allahi rizquha. There is no creature on this earth. 8 billion people wake up every day, mouths to feed. How many insects, how many creatures that we know and what we don't know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he is the one who provides for them all. He is Rabbul Alameen. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam نَبِيًّا وَرَسُولًا. A person tastes the sweetness of faith when they become pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as their Rabb. I am pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the one who's caretaking me, the one who's looking after me, the one who's providing for me. We believe about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is perfect in every way. He is perfect in His wisdom. He is perfect in His knowledge. He is perfect in His power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Ayat al-Kursi, Allah says, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يَوْدُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. Allah says that His kursi, His throne, extends beyond the heavens and the earth. And He is not exhausted, He is not weakened, He is not fatigued by maintaining them. And He is the Most High and He is the Most Great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect in His power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they didn't give Allah His due right. People did not see Allah as He deserves to be seen. When the entire earth is gathered in His blessed hand, when the entire earth is within His grasp on the Day of Judgment, and the heavens are rolled up in His hand, That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are being told to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is who you are being told to fear. You are being told to fear the one who is the most powerful, the most great, the one whose knowledge is perfect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't believe that He ever forgets. لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى. My Lord does not forget, nor is He ever mistaken. He makes no mistakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make mistakes. لا يضل ربي. He is never mistaken. And so we never ever look at any decree that happens to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, this was a mistake. And sometimes you may not notice the statements that we make. A person may say, so-and-so is gone too soon. Nobody's ever gone too soon. Nobody ever leaves before their time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make mistakes. God does not make mistakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, speaking about His knowledge, Allah says, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ. He has the keys to the unseen. لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّهُ. No one knows them except for Him. He has the keys to the unseen. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And He knows what is in the heavens and the earth. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. And there is no leaf that falls except that He knows it. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. Nor a grain of sand that shifts anywhere in the darkest, remotest places of the earth. وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. There's nothing that moves except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. There's not a grain of sand that shifts anywhere except that it is all recorded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no action that we do. There is no thought that we have except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of it. Allah says, بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَاذِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily human beings are aware of what they do even if they cast forward every excuse. And if a human being is aware of what they think and what they do and their motives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware as well. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةُ الْأَعْيُنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the deception of the eyes and what our hearts conceal. We believe about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is perfect in His ability, He is perfect in His knowledge, He is perfect in His ability to provide, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect in His forgiveness, and I'll end with this. We are fortunate that we believe in a Lord who forgives anytime we make a mistake and anytime we sin, whether we do it intentionally or whether we do it unintentionally. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمُ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْحَرِيقِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who persecuted the believing men and the believing women and then did not repent, they will have the punishment of the hellfire. Some of the scholars consider this to be أَرْجَ آيَ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. They consider this to be the most hope-inducing verse in the book of Allah. Why, they said? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that those who persecuted the believing men and women, meaning persecuted meaning what? Meaning tortured. Meaning what? Meaning killed. Meaning what? Meaning abused. Meaning what? Meaning harmed incredibly. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they did not repent, they will be punished. Meaning that if they repented, what would happen to them? They would not be punished, they would be forgiven. There's an exception to the rule, and that exception infuses incredible hope in us that as long as I repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can be in a position to be forgiven by Allah. We don't need to do anything to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other than simply come to Him and repent to Him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith that's reported by At-Tirmidhi, the hadith of Anas ibn Malik, he simply says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibn Adam, innaka ma da'awtani wa rajawtani ghafartu laka ala ma kana minka wa la ubali. O son of Adam, as long as you call upon me and have hope in me, I will forgive you no matter what you have done, and I will not mind. Ya ibn Adam, law balagha dhunubuka 'anana as-sama' thumma istaghfartani ghafartu lak. If your sins were to reach the sky and then you sought forgiveness from me, I would forgive you. لو أنك أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا. If you were to meet me with the earth's weight in sin, and then you sought forgiveness from me, not committing shirk with me, لأتيتك بقرابها مغفرة. I would meet you with what is equal to it of forgiveness. As long as a person doesn't commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the Day of Judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring forward somebody, and he will say to him,
أرأيت لو كان لك ما على الأرض من شيء أكنت مفتديا به. If you had what is equal to the entire world, would you give it all up to save yourself right now on the Day of Judgment? Would you give up 8 billion people right now to save yourself on the Day of Judgment? Would you give up the wealth of the entire world, whatever is on it, if you were to count that all up, would you give it all up right now? The person will say, yes, I'll give it all up right now. I'll take 8 billion people, I'll throw them all into the hellfire if that'll save me. I'll do that all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, لَقَدْ أَمَرْتُكَ بِمَا هُوَ أَهْوَنُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. I commanded you with what is less than that, much less than that. I didn't command you, I didn't require all of that from you. أَلَّا تُشْرِكَ بِي شَيْئًا. That you do not commit shirk with me. فَأَبَيْتَ إِلَّا أَن تُشْرِكَ. But you refused except to commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When everybody else goes and worships whatever it is that they worship, there are those who worship money, there are those who worship themselves, there are those who worship beauty, there are those who worship idols, there are those who worship people. It is our greatest privilege that we go out into this world and we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَقُولُ مَا سَمِعْتُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهِ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Alhamdulillah, salatu salam ala rasulillah. I began with a story, I'll end with a story. I met a 18-year-old foster child. Or no, he was given up for adoption as a child. He was non-Muslim. We were both 18 years old at the time. We were on a bus, one of those buses going from state to state. And I was getting to know him. And he told me that when he was a child, he was given up for adoption by his mom. And his parents loved him as perfectly as any parents could love their child. He said, they didn't leave me wanting for anything, my adopted parents. But he said, when I became 18, I wanted to go and meet my biological mother. He said, there were questions about me that I could not answer until I met her. Did I have her face? Do I have her smile? Do I have her anger? Do I have her sarcasm? Do I have her hands? I need to know who I am. I cannot know who I am until I know who she is. And if he spent 10 years of his life or 20 years of his life, and if he toured the world trying to find his mother, we'd recognize that that is a journey worth taking. But the greatest loss is not that a person goes through life not knowing who their mom is or who their dad is, but the greatest loss in life is that a person goes through life not knowing who Allah is. Not knowing who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. When Allah describes himself so vividly in the Quran, Allah says, Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawatin wa min al-ardi mithlahun. The last verse in Surah At-Talaq, he says, يَتَنَزَّلُ الْأَمْرُ بَيْنَهُنْ لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. Allah says, Allah is the one who created seven heavens and seven earths, and He made the command descend between them. The question then becomes, why? Why did Allah create all of this? Allah says, so that you can come to know that Allah is able to do all things, and that He's encompassed everything with His knowledge. The heavens and earth were created so that you and I can come to know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to allow us to hear the speech and follow the best of it. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal wa na'udhu bika min an-nar wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'siyatik, wa min ta'atika ma tuballighuna bihi jannatak, wa min al-yaqin ma tuhawwin bihi alayna masa'ib ad-dunya. Wa ta'na Allahumma bi asma'ina wa absarina wa quwwatina abadan ma abqaytana, واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ارحمك بأهلنا المستضعفين المنكوبين في كل مكان. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد.